hard work. That's what life was. Bed and breakfast, who's having them? Who's doing that?
Oh, I am doing breakfast.
Where did you do bed and breakfast?
Here.
In this house?
For Ryan.
When did you do that?
After you and Penny and Miles.
Got a suit. You loved it.
I did, I missed it, I wanted to say. It was company for me and it was nice people to talk on different things.
Mm-hmm.
You sound French people.
So yes.
Oh, Do you remember what happened there?
Annie and
Alan. How old were they when they came here on their own?
He'd be over 12 and she'd be over 15. Or 14, 15. I think she'd be 15. Annie.
But they didn't stay in the house with you?
No, they stayed in the caravan.
Uh-huh. By themselves from...
And Ian has put them to me.
Yeah,
you did.
Did they keep in touch?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We went over to see them.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell Sandra what happened. They came here. And how did you feel about having these youngsters?
Wanted to make them ages for one thing.
Worried about them?
No English.
Mm-hmm.
Annie had a letter which Alan had. And I said, he's tea and are you sure they'll be all right? Get in touch with their parents and tell them what they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And they no problem. That's what I was saying, no problem. Mm-hmm. And I used to keep an eye on them.
Took them all over the place. You were good to them.
To the shop and get messages for them. Taylor could tell them and buy messages in there. Oh, she knew what she was doing. She went in many ways.
And then a couple of years later, what happened? The mum and dad came over as well.
Oh, yes, they came over for a month.
Mm-hmm. And then they took you back to Paris.
Aye.
Is it like that?
We were over for 10 days. Yes, loved it. Yes, it was nice.
He had the accordion, didn't he?
Alan had.
Mm-hmm. So you met lots of nice people through bed and breakfast.
Yes, I did.
You did that for how many years did you do that one?
In 20.
I'm sure it'd be 20, uh-huh.
Was that just the caravan?
No, in the house. Yeah. And going back to Alan and Annie, you had two caravans, and there, what did they christen them?
Charlotte, and then Emily.
The Brontes.
Oh.
We still call that one Charlotte, don't we?
Those were good times then.
Very good times.
Yes, nice times. They're very nice people.
We lived in Inverness at that time too.
And they had an accident and they were going up to see you with.
Terrible drivers, weren't they?
Yes.
Oh. What did Jean-Pierre and what was his wife's name? André. What did André say to Jean-Pierre? What was the favourite word when they were...
Rouge. Red.
Rouge. He drove very recklessly. And he had an accident.
On
the Glen Road.
On the Glen Road.
The car was a lead off. I don't know what happened to him. There was a crack then. He said, no, stay. The stayed at home and they flew back.
Mm-hmm. So your pastimes were really gardening? Loved the garden, didn't you?
Yes, it was good.
Can you remember any of the prices of things, Mum, going back over the years?
4% the furlough.
And when would that be? When? How old would you be then? Would that be living at home?
Aye, I'm living at home, man.
So that would be like in the early 30s?
Yes.
Before your mum died?
Yes.
4% the furlough.
7% the furlough. I'm using it. Uh-huh. 9% for an ounce of tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
11 for a pack of cigarettes.
Can you remember what fuel was?
Can't remember.
No. A newspaper?
We would have a newspaper, aye. We would have a courier on a Wednesday. We would have from Inverness.
Mm-hmm. And going into Inverness by bus?
Yes.
What would that have cost you? Can you remember?
I think it was 1.6.
Did you do that often?
No.
The train? Would you take the train into it?
Oh, yes. Some of them used to come in a home and met me train.
And what about putting your washing out in the morning? Not so much you, but Sati up in Station Road. She wouldn't put her washing out until what? Till the 90 was passed.
Oh, aye.
All the soot, all the smuts. They would wait until the 9 o'clock train was passed before they put their washing out.
Yes.
And get it back in before an afternoon train.
We left across the road and...
Yeah. Donald and Peggy, no?
Donald and Peggy.
Oh.
Nobles?
Nobles,
yes. And Porter's Lodge, we had
Anderson's.
And then MacLeod, Geordie MacLeod, and Nan MacLeod, and Duncan and Florence.
We did either.
Well, they came over to Porter's Lodge, but they were up in Glenmazarin.
Oh, and then they came to Porter's Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done very well.
So you have.
Yes, indeed.
Did you enjoy doing that? I think you did.
Yes, it's going back in the olden times.
Nice to reminisce.